I'm visiting with Kristen Metters with the Kentucky Distillery Association. I get that right?
Distillers Association.
Distillers. Okay. Got to make sure we get it exactly right. You are our keynote here for the 2014 Corn Utilization Technology Conference, and I'd like to get a couple takeaways that you want folks walking away from this evening thinking about.
We just want to talk about the promotion of Kentucky bourbon. The KDA's role is to promote and protect and represent Kentucky bourbon throughout the world. So obviously corn is a major component of making good Kentucky bourbon, and we rely on it heavily since at least 51% of it has to be made from corn out of the mash bill. So we want to talk about the importance of corn, about the importance of bourbon and bourbon tourism to the state of Kentucky, and what we've done recently in the past couple of years to promote Kentucky bourbon.
I would like to ask a question that seems to come up occasionally, and that is people associate bourbon with Kentucky, but we're finding bourbons in states outside of Kentucky.
Correct. Actually, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of a 1964 congressional resolution. So Congress passed a law back in 1964 that declares bourbon a distinct native spirit to the United States. So you can actually make bourbon anywhere in the world. But we like to say, if you'd like to sell bourbon, you better have Kentucky's name on it, on the bottle. So,
does it have to?
It does not. Bourbon can be made anywhere in the United States. Of course, we make 95% of the world's bourbon here, but you can't make it anywhere in the United States.
Now, with this kind of high-level research and technology conference mm-hmm. we've got here, does your association work with or support research projects that I guess would work to the benefit of your industry?
I think individual companies have their own R&D facilities that they're looking to try to differentiate different mash bills, so they're always playing with it. And our craft distillers are definitely one of those groups that are definitely trying to look at innovative new ways, what different mash bills. And a lot of the craft guys are looking to what grains are local. So some of these guys are taking a little different approach to not only bourbon, but distilled spirits. We are the Kentucky Distiller Association, so we represent more than just bourbon. So some of these guys are making some different rums, some different vodkas, and different gins and things, but they're using different mash bills, different grains. But obviously, we keep going back to the corn. But a lot of our distilleries work hand in hand with local farmers, and they're with that process from the very beginning. They go to, you know, very intertwined with those farmers.
Now, since you work in the area of government relations, tell me about some of the work you're doing, or what are some of the things important right now?
So we're always taxed very heavily here in Kentucky. We are the third highest tax state for a bottle of spirits, so we've been working to try to reduce those taxes. We're also a very highly regulated industry, so we're trying to reduce some of those regulations. We were successful this past session in the Kentucky General Assembly of getting a tax credit for aging barrels of bourbon, so we got that accomplished. We're also trying to expand some of our tastings legislation, so when someone goes to visit a nearby distillery, which we hope everyone at the conference does, there are many limitations to how to sample the products, the amount you can sample, the amount you can purchase. We just want to possibly expand that a little more in some reforms.
Yeah, I mean, I think larger samples is the way to go.
Well, of course, we want to keep it in moderation. However, most of these laws were created back during Prohibition era, or they were created before the boom of bourbon, before we had our visitor centers. So they made legislation decades ago before we had our visitor centers around the state.
Now, the really important question before we close is, what is your favorite bourbon?
Kentucky bourbon.
A little birdie put that one in my ear, but I think I was going to ask anyway. Because there's how many, do you know how many different bourbons there are, or close, or approximately?
I would say over 200. Wow. So different ones. But remember, there's difference between Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey, mm-hmm. and then there's all different types of varieties of bourbons that are out there. So rye whiskeys, or infused bourbons, or some other ones that are out there. But
I was just in Lexington, visited Town Branch, and you know, I've learned quite a bit from being associated with that Alltech company, so mm-hmm. they seem to know how to do it right. Well, thank you very much. Look forward to your presentation here. We are visiting at the Corn Utilization Technology Conference, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.